producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
His website to buy his fear-motivated products? Of course it does.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
Moving up.
One of you said to
moving up day.
That we shouldn't
rest in the day.
Vote. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a vote rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. Friends, you have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Now, folks, I got much to say, and I want to get on a personal level with you. I really do. You know what's going on right now concerning Planned Parenthood being busted for actually selling baby parts. They were actually busted on video out of their own mouths, friends. They were willing to sell baby parts. As a matter of fact, if you'd like to prove my point, just go online because they will sell you baby parts online. Folks, America has tolerated much more than Adolf Hitler ever dreamed of in a million years. You do need to keep that in mind. 57 million babies murdered in the womb. That's not good enough for the American people. But to know that baby parts are now being sold in part, literally, and the American people stand down and do nothing. And it's interesting, again, friends, 78% of America, I speak to you, that profess your Christianity. You love God so much that you disobey Him at every given opportunity. God hates hands that shed innocent blood, but you're okay with it. Let me ask you something. Where's the Spirit of God? God said, thou shalt not kill, but you allow the government to sanction the murder of the innocent in the womb. And furthermore, you allow them to get away with it. But you love God so much that you tolerate crimes against the innocent in the womb. Now, I'm saying that for the very purpose, friends, that you need to hear this. Troy Newman, Operation Rescue. He's had over 70% of all the abortion clinics in America shut down. Because he's actually standing up and obeying the Lord. He understands what it means in Scripture in the book of Amos when it says, let judgment run down like water and righteousness like a mighty stream. And let it fall to the heads of the enemies throughout that murder the innocent in the womb without cause. Without cause. He sent out a letter last week, friends, and he told me, and he told thousands of people across the country, that Planned Parenthood and this attorney general appointing a Barack Hussein Obama is indicting him and those that actually did the filming of those that are willing to sell baby parts concerning the operatives and the minions in Planned Parenthood. They are putting an indictment on Troy Newman. They're trying to bankrupt his ministry. Now, we also know that the Senate, over the last couple months, we know that they themselves failed to actually defund Planned Parenthood. Do you see what's happening, friends? You're seeing the face of those that mean to dictate and control every aspect of your life. I hope you now understand why our fathers said, our forefathers, either you're going to be ruled by God or you're going to be ruled by tyrants. So tyrants are on the rise. And why are tyrants on the rise? Because justice continuously dies because the American people fail to do their job by enforcing the laws against the crimes of those that are put there to serve we the people. Again, wish I could blame somebody else, but I can't. Going back to my conversation last night, I was in prayer. Troy Newman fell upon my heart, and there was a great anointing there. with much power. I started to text Troy Newman as to the things that I was getting in my heart concerning his particular situation. I said, you need to be encouraged, my friend. He said, I am encouraged. But you know what's interesting, friends? I asked Troy Newman, how many people have actually called him and supported him verbally? In any sense of the word, any contact, any emails, any texts, any phone calls, whatever the case may be. He said, man, he said, you're the only one. He said last night to me, friends, dude, you rock. You are a rare breed of Christian men who fight. Thank you. Hey, folks, how many people in this country decry the acts of the government sanctioning the murder of the innocent in the womb? Oh, a great portion. As a matter of fact, last spring, over 650,000 people stood up and praised God, and I high-five every one of you. You protested this criminal in the White House who has advocated the murder of the innocent over 242 times, and all 145 or 144 or 143 days of his service in Chicago. Man, he had a lot of time to make sure little black babies and little Hispanic babies were murdered in the womb in that 144 days, right? That's all he had to do. There's not been a greater advocate concerning those that mean to murder the innocent in the womb. But keep in mind, too, as well, friends, he's the door to the Muslims to come into this country where now we're beginning to understand that the USA belongs to the Muslims. And who said that, of course? He who advocates the murder of Americans in the womb. Oh, Bradley, that's just ludicrous. No, it's happening every day. And we're to judge men by their fruit. And what is the fruit of this criminal? But let me ask you something. Who is the criminal? Those that actually allow the government to do the things that they do, especially when they work and represent we the people? Or the one that actually commits the crime? And let me ask you furthermore, America, which one's any different from the other? 318 million people allowing a handful of people to bring an indictment concerning an organization called Operation Rescue, standing up for life, and the American people are too busy to actually get behind a ministry like this when the rubber meets the road. And what's going to happen is the American people are going to stand back and watch the totalitarian methods of corruption in government, and they're going to stand back and say there's nothing we can do about it as they're being entertained out of their freedoms. What has become of us, America? When I read the book of Psalm 94, it tells us that judgment shall return unto righteousness, and all the upright in heart shall follow it. How many people claim that they're born again, John 3:3, they're born of the Spirit of God, yet they don't stand for the things of God? You stand in contrast. You are a walking contradiction. You are the definition of a hypocrite. You pretend to be one thing, but you tolerate everything opposite of what you say you believe. You're a hypocrite. You're the worst of men. And I'll tell you what, that is one of those scenarios that I just gave you concerning Troy Newman that bothers me greatly. That a man is willing to put his head on the altar to be chopped off by a bunch of criminals when the American people have a great opportunity right now to bring it back to corruption in government and deal with every single one of them that has illegally sanctioned the murder of the innocent in the womb. Because every one of them belongs in jail. Oh, by the way, Psalm 94, the following scripture, but judgment shall return unto righteousness, and all the upright in heart shall follow it. Verse 16 of Psalm 94 is, who shall rise up for me against the evildoers, or who shall stand up for me against the workers of iniquity? America, only you can answer that question. We're going to come back, and we're going to talk about legitimizing the crimes of Hillary Clinton. She just won 7 states. Really?
As you listening to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together. Are you tired of hearing nothing but gloom and doom from the mainstream media? It's time to turn the dial and start learning the truth of who you are so you know where you're going. That's why we at the Sons of Liberty are proud to introduce our new media outlet, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Every day, we're posting articles written by contributors from coast to coast who are actually in the fight in this culture war, bringing you the news and history the mainstream media does not want you to hear. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Get the news with resolve. At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0777. Or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
I'm Ted Baer, and I just want to commend Bradley for the wonderful program that he has, for his great dedication to faith and values, the wisdom, the knowledge, and understanding, the fact that he's willing to go toe-to-toe with the forces of darkness, and really able to present the truth and love of the good news of Christ.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
My new house is between two lawns that should be on the cover of Lawns Illustrated. I need my lawn to fit in.
I told Sam that during Scott's days at Ace, he can get the products he needs for a great lawn, like grass seed, fertilizer, and weed killer.
Ace is a place that gives you a magazine cover-worthy lawn. All the Lawns Illustrated is completely made up.
It's Scott's days at Ace. Stock up and get up to $130 in instant savings on Scott's Miracle-Gro brands, including Ortho and Roundup. Ace Awards members get savings instantly in store. Offer valid March 2nd through 7th. Store stock only. See participating stores for details.
I've been teaching organic chemistry for the last 17 years, so I'm pretty good with complex calculations. But when I started thinking about my retirement, I was pretty stumped. Luckily, I have TIAA as my financial partner. Together, we retrosynthetically analyze my financial future, which is organic chem speak for we figured it out.
See how we're helping those who do good do well at the new TIAA.org. TIAA, created to serve, built to perform.
If you'd like to check us out online, sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com. Those two pages interact one with another. Do check them out. And you can also jump on Facebook, Bradley Dean, double E, Facebook, Bradley Dean. By the way, if you'd like to book us at any time, you can do that as well. 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. Folks, I wanted to talk about real quick, and then we'll jump over to this criminal Hillary Clinton talking about, well, the state-controlled narrative is, again, to set the pace as she's the underdog, that she now just won seven states mysteriously. But it's interesting, at the commencement of her political campaign for the presidency of the United States of America in 2016, she couldn't get 16 people to show up. So, again, friends, keep in mind, it's not who does the voting. It matters who does the counting of the votes. And that's why America's in trouble today. That's why you had Barack Hussein Obama for a second term, friends, because you've been duped out of the truth once again. But I want to highlight this concerning what we were just talking about during the last segment. I want to bring it over to the New Testament, because I know a lot of people out there that call themselves, once again, Christians. They don't understand Scripture. They act as if the Old Testament is obsolete to the New Testament. No, the Old Testament is the character of God. And it's interesting, when you first begin to read the book of Matthew, what's the first thing it does? It gives you the genealogy of all the Old Testament what? Patriarchs. And again, keep in mind that Christ came to fulfill the law, Romans 3. And also keep in mind that the ceremonial law has been done away with in Christ, not the moral law. Read Matthew 5. Think not that I come to destroy the law and the prophets. I come not to destroy, but to fulfill. He said, not one jot or one tittle shall any wise pass away until all be fulfilled. So let me go to the New Testament. Okay? I want to answer the objective here, and I hope that I just did that. But going to 2 Corinthians 7, verse 10, it says this. It says, for godly sorrow, repentance towards God for violating his moral law, Exodus 20, In Deuteronomy 5, which drives us to the foot of the cross where it can do no more, the law detects, grace conquers America. Just keep in mind, the law detects, grace conquers. Okay? For godly sorrow worketh repentance. I'm sorry that I violated God's moral law to salvation, which Christ bestows upon his people. But keep in mind, grace comes along and delivers us from our sins. Matthew 1:21. Not to be repented of, but the sorrow of the world worketh death. Now listen to verse 11. For behold, the selfsame thing, that you sorrowed after a godly sort. So if you sorrowed after a godly sort, this is the fruit of repentance towards God. What carefulness it wrought in you. Thy word have I hid in my heart, that I might not sin against you. Lord, bestow upon me more grace, that I might keep your commandments better. Okay? Secondly, what clearing of yourselves from violation towards God, because now we have put on the Lord Jesus Christ and make no provision for the flesh to fulfill the lust thereof. Yeah, what indignation? Indignation towards what? Towards the sin that put Christ on the cross. Yeah, what fear? What do you mean fear? The fear of the Lord, which is the beginning of wisdom. The fear of the Lord, where men depart from iniquity, lawlessness. And go to 2 Timothy, friends. It says, let those that name the name of Christ depart from iniquity, lawlessness. Of course. What vehement desire? Man, we're called to be ministers of the flames of fire. Yeah, what zeal? Yes. Concerning what? Our Father in heaven and his purposes here on earth. Our Father who art in heaven, thy will be done in this earth as it is in heaven. Hello. It takes zeal to get the job done. Yeah, what revenge? Revenge upon what? Everything that means to take away that which belongs to the Christ, who sits at the right hand of the Heavenly Father. Blessed be his name. Amen. If I was in a black church right now, you know what they would be doing. They would be saying, bring it down, Brother Dean, and I think I can hear him. And he ends verse 11, 2 Corinthians 7, in all things you have approved yourselves to be clear in this matter. That is the fruit of repentant men and women. They understand that the gates of hell shall not prevail against the church. They understand that there is a warfare that they are part of, Ephesians 6, that this isn't a game. And friends, when you begin to understand that your enemy is not playing with you, maybe you'll wake up and actually deal with them. Because this administration, through totalitarian methods, means to take the law and use it against itself at every given turn. And that's exactly what the American people have tolerated from this government. And of course, I'm talking about corruption in government. It's exactly what the American people have tolerated. On the way back home today, anybody out there have XM radio? Sirius XM? Well, I do. And I have it for one radio station that I can't stand to listen to anymore. And this has been the case over the last couple of years. But it's the best that we have, friends. And I think some of you listeners know exactly where I'm going right now. So I turn on Fox News. The first thing that I hear is how Hillary Clinton, out of nowhere, just won 7 states. She just won 7 states, and now for some reason, Bernie Sanders is getting his backside handed to him by Hillary Clinton mysteriously. Oh, of course it's mysteriously, friends. Because keep in mind, you understand that a Saul Alinsky tactic is to cause the enemy to believe that there's a lot more of them than there really is. Hey, folks, what sane individual in this country would actually stand behind the Clintons? I'm just curious. I know that there's some useful idiots out there. There's no question about it. But anybody with their head on their shoulders that has eyes to see and ears to hear, who would actually stand behind Hillary Clinton? Exactly. Nobody would. But what if we turn on Fox News and we hear Fox and the conservatives legitimizing the campaign of Hillary Clinton over and over and over and over again? Well, then you would have no need for CNN or MSNBC or ABC News, which you already know are bought and paid for, friends. But just think, I go to SiriusXM radio, I turn it on. The first thing I hear is how Hillary is literally handing Bernie Sanders his butt right back to him. And she just again won 7 states out of nowhere. I mean, folks, you got to just kind of do your best to overlook Clinton's, how they use the IRS, turn it against their political opposition, just like this administration has, which, by the way, is the Clinton's administration, Barack Hussein Obama's. I mean, the wife that continuously covers her husband's dirty deeds concerning all the women that he's raped and violated, from Jennifer Flowers, Kathleen Wiley, Paula Jones, folks, you name it, he's done it. As a matter of fact, if you haven't taken the time, or if you're not awake and you have your head in the sand still, let me pull it out of the sand for a moment. Just this week, a U.S. Marine actually protested Bill Clinton publicly for the crimes of his wife concerning Benghazi. And it's interesting to note, friends, is once again, concerning the support for the Clintons, did you know that they had Billy way up in the front in probably three quarters? Well, I'll give him a little bit more than that. A little less than half of the room was filled with people, but they only showed you the people that were in the room. They had to cut off half of the room, and they put Billy way up in the front. Of course, they had to protect Billy from the American people that he was supposed to serve, just like his wife, right? But they protect him, friends, because you know as well as I do that they are not working for the American people. They've committed high treason at every given opportunity, and I'm about to get to that. But for some reason or other, the Secret Service actually escorted this individual that was protesting verbally through the microphone so everybody could hear his protest concerning the crimes of Hillary Clinton. He was escorted outside of the building. A U.S. Marine. Okay? Forget about the Clintons looting the White House, sex escapades, drug dealing, drug trafficking, having Chinese military come over into America through Chinagate, committing high treason against the American people. By the way, P.S., that was why he was almost, friends, impeached, Article 2, Section 4. Forget about Filegate and FBI files on GOP enemies, friends, legitimate ones. Forget about Watergate. I mean, folks, there's so many gates. There would be no room for any fence because it's all gates. Concerning the Clintons, they're running out of gates. Forget about Hillary Clinton's Muslim Brotherhood princess, Huma Abedin, who served as Hillary's longtime deputy of chief staff and has worked with her for nearly 20 years, who has strong ties to the Muslim Brotherhood. So there's no difference between her and Barack Hussein Obama. Both administrations committed high treason against the American people, and as far as I see it, so have the Bushes. I mean, folks, I can go on. Forget about 147 dead bodies around the Clintons' administration, including their personal bodyguards that were killed in Waco because they had too much dirt on the Clintons. They had to get rid of them, so they killed three of them by one of their own concerning the ATF. You can watch that on video if you'd like to. Can't forget about Emailgate, and she should go to prison for this one, but for some reason, Fox News is legitimizing her campaign.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Paid attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
You really think about it. By the way, if you'd like to call in 1-866-582-9933, do. If you want to contend with what I'm saying right now, more so than anybody, please do legitimize Hillary Clinton's presidential run here for me, friends. Let 53 countries see it and hear it. We want to know how that works. I was driving home from a certain area in the state of Minnesota today, and interestingly enough, I turned on XM radio. And as I did this, Sirius XM, I turned it on to the only station that I can listen to. And as I turned it on, there's Fox News. I've had a problem with these people over the last 2 years, majorly. I really have. Because it's not every time as to what they say, but what they don't say that should bother the American people. Isn't it interesting how they just accept every new culture change that comes along, and they forget constitutional and biblical law, of course, and they, of course, never make reference to that, because if they did, they actually might have to stand up and fight for the freedoms that so many fought blood and died to give us. But no, they love their freedom so much that they're not willing to fight for it. Isn't that interesting? And these are the people that you get to listen to 24/7. They're called useful idiots, only doing their job. I didn't know it was their job to tear down constitutional law in hopes of recreating it into a criminal administration the way that they've allowed and helped things along over the last how many years in this country. But interestingly enough, they were legitimizing Hillary Clinton's presidential campaign. They said that Bernie Sanders was getting his buns handed to him by Hillary Clinton. And for some reason or other, she just won seven states right from under Bernie Sanders, who just happened to be walking on Hillary Clinton every step of the way. And it's also interesting to know that 46 to 60% of all the comments made by Fox News, they're completely untrue, friends. Look to Murdoch. Look to old Rupi over there. Look who he is. Look who he affiliates himself with. Look who his affiliations are, friends. Look who his friends are. Look who he associates himself with. In every sense of the word, of all of the three. ABC, everything that I just named. Look to those. Again, judge him by his friends. The birds of a feather, they what? They flock together. Why are they legitimizing Hillary Clinton's campaign? Because we found out that Fox News is actually contributing financially to the Clinton Foundation. Does that help you? I hope so. Does that make sense as to why the conservatives are legitimizing Hillary Clinton's campaign? I mean, friends, let's go back to this. Let's go back to her corrupt tree. Emailgate. She should be in prison, but no, she's running for the presidency of the United States of America. Now, what about Chinagate, where her husband, her administration, his administration, were selling secrets to the Chinese military in America? What about Travelgate? Friends, what about Whitewater? Jail for the friends of the Clintons, but not for the Clintons. Someone had to pay the piper. Landing under sniper fire in Bosnia, friends? Did anybody see that? Yeah, when I landed, you know, there was so much sniper fire going on. You know, I just had to kind of, I had to take cover, really? Well, we watched the video. There was none. Folks, there's no truth in these people. What about Hillary's missing law firm billing records, friends? What about Pardongate? Hillary Senate's contributions. What about Hillary's cash cows and her 9,987% profit? Interesting how that works, isn't it? What about the Clinton body count, as I highlighted during the last segment? You find dead people around these people that know too much. To the number, to the equivalence of 147 dead people, but they're legitimizing her campaign, America. What about Hillary's radical pal, Saul Alinsky, who Barack Hussein Obama admired, who actually credited his book to Satan himself? She lives accordingly, friends. What about Hillary defending Planned Parenthood and how she admires Margaret Sanger, that said the most merciful thing one can do, a family can do, is to kill one of its own infant members? This is what they're legitimizing, and they have the absolute audacity to believe that it has nothing to do with them and theirs when they're actually played the useful idiot to actually promote the crimes and the legitimacy of her campaign, friends. I'm embarrassed, America. What about Hillary when she's laughing off about defending child rapists? For those that did not know, Watergate, friends, was nothing but a pedophile ring that was blown open. But again, the state-controlled media gets in there and they cover up what it was really about, just like they did concerning the Clintons back in the 90s when he was to be impeached. They said it was Monica Lewinsky. No, it wasn't. It was Chinagate. He was selling secrets to the Chinese military. Now we know of the Clintons that over in Oregon, it's interesting to note the ranchers are standing up out there, but what you're not being told, and what did they do? They went and killed Mr. Lavoie Finicum. They did it for you to see. They did it right in plain view, America. And nobody's paying attention as to what the ranchers are actually doing because they're listening to what the state control is actually contriving and fabricating concerning the issues at hand out in Oregon. The Clintons have been busted selling Russians uranium ore that just happened to be on the ranchers' lands. They're selling the ranchers' lands from underneath them to America's sworn enemies. But Fox News and the conservatives are legitimizing Hillary Clinton's presidential run. America, let me say this again. She does not have the support. It's all premised on a lie again and 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 again. Now, what about the Clintons cashing in on Iranian fundraiser? Anybody talking about that? And you think you have enemies, friends? No, they're allied with America's sworn enemies. Folks, the Clinton Foundation scandals keep coming in, and we have good old Daryl Eisen, we have good old Trey Gowdy giving her a hug off air. Giving Hillary Clinton, folks, treating her like she's some queen. Or like she's a little bit better than the rest of us. As if to say she's above the law. And yet again, America, to bring it to that point, 70% of the American people believe that the Clintons operate outside of the laws of our constitutional republic, Article 4, Section 4. And the way they do that is off the idiocies and the ignorance of the American people. What about Peter Franklin Paul? Another Hillary Clinton friend goes to prison. How come nobody's talking about that? I said Watergate earlier, fired for being a liar. How come nobody's talking about that? I mean, it was said that she was unethical, dishonest. She conspired to violate the Constitution, the rules of the House, the rules of the committee, and the rules of confidentiality, Zeifman said. And also refused to give the Clintons a letter of recommendation, making her one of three employees he snubbed during his 17-year career. How come nobody's talking about that? What about Giftgate? This is a brand new one. Hillary blasted former Clinton advisor Dick Morris when he alleged in a New York Post article that the former first lady had disclosed the three or four pricey handbags from designer Judith Leiber worth more than $3,000 each, five dresses received from the King of Morocco, one of which Hillary was seen wearing, a gold bracelet Chelsea Clinton accepted in India, and other gifts Hillary was giving during the Clinton administration. Folks, they're not supposed to accept gifts, nor are they to use title of nobility, friends. Read the Constitution of the United States of America. But they did it. But they did it. Are they gifts or are they being bought off? That's what you have to ask yourself. Remember how I said that she has no support? The only support she has is what the state-controlled narrative is giving her. But again, rest assured, friends, it's the conservatives that are legitimizing her campaign in their own stupidities. We all know that 70% of Barack Hussein Obama's Twitter accounts were completely fabricated. As a matter of fact, 19 million of them are completely fake. Fake, friends. Completely fake. They don't exist. They don't exist. But you think they exist because they told you so. I've made this reference so many times, and Lord, why I'm going here again, I don't know, but I will go there. As the Holy Ghost brings things to remembrance, to wake the people up, to shake the people up, to shake them out of their apathy, out of their sins, out of their deadness. Adolf Hitler, they said if you were to look behind Adolf Hitler, there was nothing supporting his regime. There was nothing behind him. You can just ask his propagandist all about that, can't you? Mr. Goebbels. Everything was premised on a lie, and they laughed at the people, all 80 million of them, every step of the way. But the joke was over when the country was completely decimated, destroyed, and millions of their children were killed. Because Adolf Hitler wanted to use their kids to establish a new world order, just like the Bushes are attempting to establish today. The Bushes, the Clintons, the Obamas, hey folks, three peas in a pod, there's no difference. Hey, according to two popular online measuring tools, no more than 44% of Hillary Clinton's Twitter fan base consists of real people. I shared this with you about 3-4 weeks back, friends. So at least 15%, more than 544,000 people, are completely fake. As a matter of fact, if you go to one of her showings they have, you can see inside of the room that there's too many empty seats to count. And friends, that's why they take a handful of people and put them behind the presidential candidate, namely Hillary Clinton, because they want you to believe that there's a lot of people in the House. when in fact there's hardly anybody in the house. Hey, as they say, I'll take the pictures, you create the war. That's exactly what they're doing.
Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, my name is Terry, and I am a daughter of Liberty. I've been listening to Bradley Dean on sonsoflibertyradio.com now for about 6 months. Bradley has inspired me for the first time in my life to stand up for godly principles upon which this country was founded. He has reminded me that where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Thank you, Bradley Dean.
Become a son or daughter of Liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes, a crashing economy. Are you ready? At best, your local stores have a 3-day supply of food. Will your family have to fight over what's left? Are you willing to gamble your family's safety that it'll never happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Meals like pasta Alfredo, cheesy lasagna, breakfast, dessert, drinks, and snacks. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, get a 10% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-775-9353. 800-775-9353. 800-775-9353.
Don't know what's in your drinking water? Better get a ProPure. With the Pro1G 2.0 all-in-one filter, remove over 200 contaminants, including fluoride and lead. Taste water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure water filtration products. There's a ProPure system for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details on our current free shipping special or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. William Randolph Hearst said January 25th, 1898, he said, "You furnish the pictures and I'll furnish the war." That's exactly right. That's all they have to do is take a picture of a hill of beans standing there with three people behind her, and they'll take a close-up, they'll put it on the front page of the paper, and then they'll put, "America supports Hillary," as they ignore the crimes to their own demise. Remember what I said earlier during the first segment, friends? When justice dies, tyrants rise. That's exactly what's happening in this country today. We got Rod calling from Michigan. How are you, my friend? Welcome to the Sons of Liberty.
Hey, good afternoon, Bradley. How are you, brother?
I'm doing great. I'm just staying on top of my game. And you, sir?
Well, we're doing pretty good here, brother. I just wanted to call in and then just blow the trumpet here a second, Brad, if you give me permission.
Go for it.
America, I urge you to listen to this man. This man is telling you what's going on in this country to the fullest, that he backs it with Scripture. This country is on its way down because good men do nothing. We have Bradley Dean and his wife and his children standing on the front lines. He has the weapons, but he needs the ammo. Let's keep this man on air. Let's help this man and take heed to what he's saying. Bradley, I can't thank you and speak for my family, but thank you enough for telling the truth And everything you are saying is spot on, brother. I don't want to be too long-winded, and I'll let it go at that. How's that?
I appreciate you, Rod. I very much appreciate you. And
all right, brother.
I know that the... Thank you. God bless you, sir. We know that there's a lot of this going on out there. We know that we get this all the time. We get the support of the people. But, folks, we need to do this. We can do this. We need to get in the fight. To the outsiders, it's surreal. To the insiders, it's very real. And let me tell you something, friends. It is very real as to what's going on in this country. And I am sickened by the fact that people are actually legitimizing and taking Hillary Clinton or her husband in any sense of the word in a serious way, in a legit way. Folks, you are taking heed to lies and to the words of criminals. And to those that are willing to help put her into position, do you not understand, America, what's going on globally right now? If you think things are bad now, if you think things couldn't get any worse from inside information coming directly from the source of an attorney that actually sued the Clintons back in the 90s, friends, successfully, the first attorney to successfully sue the Clintons, he said, if you think Bill is bad, he said, you haven't seen anything yet. Everything she is anti-American. Folks, she is anti-human. In so many different ways. She is the Antichrist in so many different ways. And folks, there's not just one Antichrist. It's a spirit of Antichrist. She's at war with God. And friends, rest assured, she's going to lose this war. And we can set that appointment a lot sooner if the American people would come together and deal with the little devil minion herself and her family. Because this sickens me to no end, and I want to finish this off, friends, and make a couple more points. Back in Iowa, during the kickoff concerning Hillary Clinton's campaign, did you know that a whole whopping 22 people showed up? America, listen to what I'm telling you. 22 people showed up. Clinton had a joke and make light of the situation. Because the only thing that showed up and the only people that showed up, friends, were a horde of reporters. When Hillary sat down, she had to tell her friends, telling the 7 roundtable participants, well, thank you for having me here and a few of my friends. That's who showed up for her campaign. So the only ones legitimizing her campaign is the state-controlled media because it's not the people. Now, you call it what you will. Because what it really is Hillary's campaign and support is just as contrived as Barack Hussein Obama's was. They get the right camera angles to make things appear like there's more support there than, again, another Saul Alinsky tactic. They drum up fake followers, giving the impression that more people support them than they really do. America, beforehand, rest assured, she does not have the support. If she were to get into the White House, you can say bye-bye to America.
That's right. So we have a job to do. We are not only hearers of the word, but we are doers of the word. In fact, that's our slogan here at the Sons of Liberty. We're turning talk radio into do radio. And if you want to be a part of doing, a part of bringing forth the answers and the resolve, one way to do that is become a son or daughter of Liberty. All you have to do right now is go to our website, sonsoflibertyradio.com or sonsoflibertymedia.com. Click on the button that says become a son or daughter of Liberty. It's a very simple task. You can choose what level of membership is right for you, and then you can join and be a part of getting this word out there to the masses. I know there's a lot of people who listen to us who it's like a breath of fresh air because we're saying things that other people are unwilling to say. It's black and white. It's the truth in so many different ways across the boards, and we need to make sure that this message rings throughout America and even throughout the world, as we're also in 53 other countries too as well. So be a part of joining together with us to proclaim liberty to the captives and become a son or daughter of Liberty. I also want to point out the fact, too, that now is the time to book Bradley Dean. For those of you who subscribe to our newsletter, you saw last week we put out the fleece of, hey, if you'd like us to come to your area, please do give us a call, go online, so on and so forth. Well, We got some nice responses from that, and we're looking at going out to Maryland now for a possibility, too, as well. So all it takes is someone responding to the call, someone picking up the phone and calling 1-866-233-0747, 1-866-233-0747, or you can go online, too, as well. So please don't think, well, it's impossible to reach my area. No, it's not. All things are possible, but we also have to be faithful with the call and walk out what desires the Lord gives us. And finally, I also want to highlight, too, as well, we've got many wonderful products at our store. If you go to sonsoflibertyradio.com or sonsoflibertymedia.com, click on the store button. We've got t-shirts, we've got hats, we've got CDs, DVDs, so many wonderful products to get out there to anyone and everyone. There's something for everyone, really. Yeah, all
so
ages.
In other words, we have it. If you just want to hand it to those that you feel that you can't reach, let us do it.
Yeah, exactly. You got one of those sons or daughters who is a teen, they're hard to reach. They don't want to listen to anything you have to say. Give them one of Bradley's comic books. You got that?
Just the teens?
No, not at all. But I'm saying I'm
I mean, you think there's like a bunch of teenagers just hanging around listening to Bradley D with their hair spiked up?
I'm saying a comic book is geared specifically, and everyone loves comics, but teenagers especially, it's something cool, groovy, it's fun to look at, lots of pictures, but very educational, and most importantly, it's this testimony and story of Bradley Dean, which is so exciting. Then there's also the My War documentary series, currently airing on Dove Television. We have that available. Our mugs, coffee mugs seem to be, people love a good, you know, their Liberty cup in the morning as well. So there's no excuse not to be reaching out to your friends, your neighbors, complete strangers, anyone in your community or your area. There's always a reason to be doing something, and there is never an excuse to be doing nothing.
I think it's fair to say that on this show, you bring the cheese.
Absolutely.
So you have the definition of cheesy right there.
Well, I've got all the daughters of Liberty out there saying, you know, I really like her. She's so full of spunk.
Spunk. And can you define spunk, please?
Life. Energy.
Okay.
Ball of energy.
Okay. Friends, oftentimes I make the statement that you're going to get shot from both sides. I want you to understand that analogy, okay? There was once a soldier during the Civil War who wanted to pick the middle road. They're called in-betweenites. Rather than choosing one side or the other, they decide to wear a Union shirt and a Confederate pants for their uniforms. In other words, they're a little of the South and they're a little of the North, right? They're a little of the right and they're a little of the wrong. Wasn't it Jesus that said, either you're hot or you're cold. If you're lukewarm, I'll spew you out of my mouth. And then he comes right behind that and he says, in Revelation 3, he says, as many as I love, I rebuke and I chasten to inflict pain or suffering, to humble or to improve. He said, as many as I love, I rebuke and I chasten, and therefore be zealous and repent. And isn't it interesting that the commandment is the lamp, the law is light, and reproofs are the instructions of the way of life? That's the Old Testament. And going to the book of Timothy, all scripture is given by inspiration of God for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instructions in righteousness. Now you're understanding the cross? If you are, you'll understand the power of God unto salvation. Do you understand why Jesus said to he who has ears, let him hear? Because those are the things that you'll hear, because those are the things that the Spirit of God delivers to his children. In thy faithfulness thou hast afflicted me, Lord, that I might learn thy statutes. In other words, friends, I put my feet on the Bible. I say, I'm wrong and you're right. Let me grow up in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. So going back to the analogy, the middle road will cost you your life and your soul. Now, going back to the analogy as far as the South and the North, as the Confederates began to shoot at his Union shirt and the North began to shoot at his Confederate pants, he fell to his death as he was shot by both sides. That is what is meant when I say you're going to get shot from both ways. Friends, if you don't stand for something, you fall for everything. And the way that you know that you're a real leader, at least in Christ, is when you're being persecuted for righteousness' sake. But you're not going to understand what we're talking about until you get in the fight. Then when you're in the fight, you'll begin to understand what a real leader is, because he's bringing about change in America. We need leaders to stand up in this country. We love you by what we do. 1 John 3:18. Deeds, not words, said Washington. Talking in 20.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. you get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.